Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky Ricky, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Nick, how about yourself this evening?
I'm doing all right, man. What do you have for us tonight?
A little race recap from the weekend. There's been a lot of talk going on about the race down there at Thunder Valley and how the Virginia guys went down there and represented and the hoopla with his belt and all that good stuff like that. So got a few of those people that's going to call in this evening. I was trying to get a hold of Tony Bynes to get him on to talk about the show he having down there making this weekend. But I don't know if Dog got my message, called him, asked him to come on or not. I never even heard back from Dog. So if Jay, I don't know, is that all Tony's show, or does Jay have anything to do with that?
No, sir, that's all Tony. I'll see if I can get him on for you here in a minute.
Okay. Roughly not much happening here in the local area. Saturday just passed, we had another OPS race at Capital Raceway. We only had five cars to show up because it was short notice. I was contacted by Capital to try to get some cars there to show up. The people that I talked to, for the most part, did show up. We even had one guy who runs drag radio normally to get in the OPS class to make it five cars because only four of us showed up. And with a little bit of a short field, I took the win. And now because I've won two races in 1 week, I got to stand up to my bet of cutting my hair. I told my lady if I won two races, and two class races anyway, this season, I will cut my hair. Unfortunately, they both came in the same week, so I'm up the creek and got to cut my hair off. Last night, they had a race at Maryland International Raceway where they tried to start something new. Like what they're doing down south with a last man standing race, any suspension, any type vehicle, as long as it had 28-inch tires on it, a local radio tire guy, Francis Johnson, won the event. I don't know if they had the clocks on or not. I'm not sure. I didn't make it to the track. It was too hot for me. So I don't know if the clock won. I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure. And they had a Pro Mod last man standing race with a guy by the name of Ed Burnley won. Ed Burnley has been on the ADRL circuit a few times. I don't know if he is this year, but he won the race at Busch Creek. And that's about it. We don't have any upcoming races this week. We got a big race coming up next week at the 75 and 80 Dragway called Run What You Brung, which is almost like what Buzz Creek had last night. Any chassis, as long as you won 10 fives and have mufflers and working lights and two working doors, two functional doors, that's what the rules said. Two functional doors, 10 five tires, any chassis, any weight, working light. That's it. So, feel like we're getting geared up for that. Huh?
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. They do it twice a year. And this year they kind of restructured it a little bit, which most races aren't for this new revised way they're doing it, which the previous 2 years, it's been an all-run field. Now that it's they want to do an eight-car field, which a lot of people don't like. It may get changed before the race. I don't know, but hopefully it will because it takes a little bit of excitement out of the race only running with the faster eight-car. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and go to the phone lines early today. Hold on. I forgot the number. How do you forget the number, man? I just sent it to you. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and go to the phone lines early and get the show started that way.
All right. 301-0353, your mic is open.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Not too much, Mr. Tosma. Just racing and winning right now. That's about it.
You got that car was looking really good Saturday. Car left,
I appreciate it.
A dead hook and went straight down the track.
I've been working on it, and actually, I just found some other stuff out that was wrong. Tuesday night, I went down there and tinkered with the car a little bit. Found that we got an oil leak. The back of the intake is leaking. And just checking over some things, found that my float level was uneven. So I'm hoping that's the cause of my popping is the float levels. So I was trying to do a race tomorrow, but the guy said he didn't want to race. Let me also make mention of that. Bruce Styles, a.k.a. Wicked Bird, ran a guy by the name of Don Brown last night. They call him Funky Worm. As most know, Wicked Bird has a white and orange Ford Thunderbird. Don Brown has a blue and silver or blue and gray Chevy Beretta. I guess this was a rematch. They ran at Larry T's race, and then they ran again last night at Buzz Creek. From my understanding, Wicked Bird took the win, and Don Brown had a wreck. I don't know where the wreck was or, you know, whether that caused, you know, him to lose the race or what happened. But
who,
they said,
How fast did Wicked Bird go?
It was a grudge race, so they didn't show no
time. Oh, no time.
Believe.
No time,
yeah.
Okay. Is Don Brown okay?
Now, they said Don Brown got out the car and walked away, but last I posted, I saw on Grudge Racing from Styles that Don had to be taken to the hospital later on that evening or the next day. So, excuse me, there has been no report to say how if he was messed up. I did read somewhere where he said he messed his hand up a little bit, but I haven't heard any more about that situation. Maybe somebody will come on tonight and let us know how Don's doing, if it's serious or non-serious or not.
Did you see the run that Latch Daddy put down Saturday night?
What guy was that?
Latch Daddy. That's the Indian with the white hair, with the long ponytail, with the Draxus. He comes up Capitol a lot and runs ADL sometimes and other places.
Most of the time when I'm racing, I don't get to watch none.
He put down a 624, 226 miles an hour.
Okay, I heard about it. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he did good.
The track was working. The track was working real good. It was off just a pace, and it may have been from the heat. It just didn't come around completely once the sun went down. My 60-foot was off a little bit from the last time we was up there testing, and when we had the race.
They are going to work on the left lane some more. They called the guy in, I think either today or he's either coming in Sunday, and they're going to laser that left side, the right side again, and they're going to take all the humps out of it. They got most of them, and they thought they had it all, but there's still a little something. They say the guys like you, they say they can still feel a little something in the left lane. So they're going to take that out, too.
Right lane. Yeah, let me say this. I know my two competitors that I put in the right lane, that I beat, they did not like the right lane. They said they blew the tires off. If not right at the hit, it rolled out maybe 5 feet and blew the tires off. I don't know if it was the track or their car setup. I personally went my fastest time in the right lane.
Okay.
So, and I think I was number just to qualify.
The owner, the new people, I was talking to them in the tower Saturday, and they said they got somebody coming in, and they're going to get it even. Whatever it is now, it's going to be better.
Okay. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily have to be the track.
I know.
It's because they couldn't get down the track. I'm saying I went down the same lane, and I run a faster EC in the right lane than I did in the left lane, but I chose to stay in the left lane, for my advantage.
Right.
So it's not always the track. Sometimes it's your car setup.
That's right. That's exactly right. And most of the time, the people that complain the most are the ones that they got really good cars and really big motors, but they race them once or twice a year, and then they can't get it to hook up, so they blame it on the track.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've been campaigning the same thing since Kim was there, and I'll still be campaigning the same thing with whoever else on the track.
They also told me Wednesday night that on the 29th of July, that's a Sunday, it's going to be all Grudge Day.
Okay.
All Grudge.
Hold on one second. I got Mr. Short Dog calling.
Go, Short Dog. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Let me get him on the line. Hold on. Hey, Mick.
Yeah, I'm here.
That was Troy. Troy said he's going to call in from the 804-2227 number, Short Dog. So,
last
two were
2227?
Yeah.
Okay.
804-2227.
We have another hand up right now, Ricky.
Okay, you can go ahead.
202-7381. Your mic is open.
Yeah, go ahead, it's Big George.
What's up, Big George? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I have a couple questions for you, but to go on what happened with John Brownlaw, he's in John Hopkins. Ain't nobody really got no car. He messed up his hand. I don't know whether he's doing good or not, but they say he messed up his hand and his finger. So they did have to fly him out of there. So, but I mean, I haven't talked.
They had to fly him out.
Yeah, they flew him. They flew him out of there.
Oh wow! Ain't nobody said that.
No, I didn't hear that either.
Yeah, they flew him out of there. They picked him up in the field. They picked him up in the field.
Were you there?
Huh?
Was you at the track last night?
Yeah, I was at the track. I was going to say a couple of things on the grudge racing. We had a couple of nice grudge races: Johnny Cash and Cubby, Buck Harvey, and Antonio. Styles and Rick, we had a few grudge races. Michi and John Bush. So we had a few grudge races there also.
Okay, well, who won what in them races, George?
Cubby lost to Cass. I mean, stipulation, but I mean, they ran.
What kind of car does Cubby have?
Cubby had Ron Wade in them old car.
Okay.
He ran Cass. I mean, it'd be a better race. I mean, he had problems. He admitted to his problems. So it was. They're going to eventually do it again in a couple more days. Michi, Chris Butler's brother, he ran and he lost to John Bush. I mean, it was close head up racing. I mean, grudge racing. I mean, they got it in. It was four races. I mean, it was actually a nice show. Not too many people there, but the boys from Maryland, they sure represented Bob's racing.
All right.
It was real nice that as far as we pulling together and racing. They did an outstanding job of grudge racing. There wasn't no arguments. It was nice, clean racing, shaking hands afterwards. It was pretty cool.
Okay, I just got a text say that
They don't know if it's true or not, but they say Don broke both his hands.
I think it was just one hand, and it's
one of the races.
Yeah, I talk more about it. I mean, you know, we say a little prayer for Don. He had a slip, he had an injury, but hopefully he's making out of it. But I know he's in, he's supposed to be restructuring his fingers and hands. So it could be serious. I don't really know.
Oh, man.
It was a heck of a wreck. I mean, it was.
What happened during the run? Do you feel like tell us what happened during the run?
I can't really say he rode the wall. I mean, I don't know if something or what. I mean, he drove the best of his ability, so. I mean, sometimes you just can't outdrive that accident, so. I mean, it could have been worse.
Was it mid-track, the end of the track, or what?
It was at the beginning of the road. I don't believe he could really hold it. I don't know what was going to
George, your phone going in and out, George.
He drove it professionally. I mean, he drove good, but I mean, just a current happened. I can't say what it was. I don't know. But, I mean, I think he's kind of really hurt. But I would just like to tell the boys they would, you know, try to support him as much as they support anybody else because he is one of our racers. So,
yeah, exactly.
Everybody keep that in mind, you know. But, I mean, it was, I don't know which pool fault it was or what happened. I can't say. I mean, they both left. Styles was able to shake him. Now, you know, like I said, I don't know what really happened with Don.
You said Styles was able to what?
Shake him out the gate.
Okay. Yeah, your phone kind of going in and out, so it's kind of hard to hear what you're saying, George.
Really?
Yeah, he's gone again.
Okay. I mean, but he
must be in the car.
Or something. You got to get in a better area, George, because your phone going in and out while you're talking. But in the meanwhile, you know, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some kind of detailed information on Don. Maybe somebody can get a number and we can get something going for him. Send him a call or something. Go see the man or something. We got any other callers, Nick?
We got a list of callers here. I don't have that score 2227 number down though.
Okay.
All right.
Well, just take the next call. I do have CD Small Block from New York calling. He got a 516-5724 number.
A 5724.
Is he there?
He said
no.
516-5724.
No, sir.
He's gone.
Here.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take the next call until So we get him, had to hang up, hit you back one more. Okay. He said he had to hang up. Okay. All right, we'll take the next call.
Okay. 843-2754, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Tricky Ricky? How's everything?
Hey, what's up, brother?
So much, man. This is Sean. Just calling to congratulate you on your win, man. Did you knock them out up there, buddy?
I'm doing a little bit. It ain't nice. And I got quite. I don't know if you saw the post that I put on Facebook, but I've been getting some wins. None of them have been nice or pretty. But even with them being ugly, you know, the car being consistent, I wish I can get rid of the problem. And I definitely got to get rid of it before July the 6th, before I run JC and. Big Kenny down there in Virginia. So,
I heard that. Yeah, man. You gotta get straight. You gotta get straight. This he might be hard to
definitely.
Handle. Kenny too.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. I just want to remind everybody. Yeah, you're right. I want to remind everybody about my show coming up on June the 30th down in Red Springs, North Carolina, Thunder Valley. I'm going to be taking the back tire from Kenny Beecham with the Four Horsemen, and actually I'm going to be giving Henry with the plumber truck on the back tire, and Big Earl is going to be giving me the back tire. So we should have a bunch of races going down. I would love to have some of the guys from Maryland come down, man, to go into battle with the Horsemen, man, you know, because they're coming down to represent. They're coming down trying to race because Kenny's going to run Joe Wright again, the Wright brothers again, head up. So
okay.
We want to get some more of the guys down up that way, man, to come down and defend their turf.
That's
and,
Joe and Michael and all of those, right?
Yeah. So,
they're good people. I like those. They got some fast cars, too.
Oh, yeah. So because we're going to return the favor, we're going to come back up on the 14th up to Colonial Beach. And Kenny and I, we're going to run head up, Big Sexy and the Four Horsemen head up. So, come back up here and try to get it done.
Kenny getting his thing on, ain't he?
Yeah, man.
I know Kenny on the line listening some way. He probably stomping his feet, waving his hand. We ain't got a boy yet, but yeah, Kenny definitely getting his thing on, man. That's really good.
He said win, lose, or draw, he's racing. So, I mean, you know, there it is. I mean, I have to respect him for that. I mean, you know,
okay.
Anything can happen in racing, you know.
Yep. All right. Well, that's
all
good.
Right, have a good night.
I don't know if I'll make it. I don't think I will. But right now, I'm more focused on trying to make sure this car right and this popping is out of this car before I get down there
right.
On Joe and them on the 6th, so the owner said he didn't want to take the car back out until it was right.
Yeah, my car's in the shop, too. I wanted to make that little back half race Saturday night, but I've been working my chassis, man, like crazy, but it's close, so trying to make the car a little bit safer, you know?
Right.
So I guess I'll get out sometime, maybe next week, and do some tests.
We still got to get... Damn, you know what? Hey, Leroy might be on here. Maybe he can make that race on the 30th. All right, I'm gonna see if he's on. I sent him a message earlier, so hopefully him or his brother be on, and maybe I can look something out and get you another race on that day.
I heard that. I might need your help figuring him out to fly you in or something for moral support.
Hey, you got it.
I got to know, but I can really get tired sometimes.
hey, that's the whole thing right now. See, I finally got a hold of my engine man, and Tuesday, as a matter of fact, he told me he should be finished with mine by the end of this week or next week. So, if I can't make it with the Camaro, which I'm quite sure they ain't gonna care which car I bring, but if I can't make it with the Camaro, maybe I can get it there with the Malibu.
I heard that. Actually, my chassis man wanted to call in, but he's still working. You know, just to formally give Dixie congratulations on his win the other night. I've been trying to tell these boys, once these cars come down south, they go faster for some reason. I don't know. He's got some magical hands, man, I'm telling you. But I want to give a shout-out to Don's Race Cars, Green Sea, South Carolina, one of the best country chassis builders there is. So, I mean, he definitely works on my car night and day. And, JC gets some issues he has right now. So, you know, big props out of town.
That's what's up. Because they sure went down there and raised some hell and got all the Southern boys in the uproar right now.
I ain't lying, man.
His show is hot. So, hey, Sean, stay with us. Let's take some more callers, and we'll see if we can get Leroy on here for you.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Next call to me. Why are you doing that?
804-1541. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Rick?
What's up?
Kenny from the Horseman.
Yeah, I told you was probably over there stomping your feet, waving your hands, saying, put me on.
No, I ain't doing none of that. I'm in the garage trying to find some more horses somewhere because I got a large, tall order to fill on the 30th, so I'm trying to get my game on.
Yeah, I understand, brother. I'm doing the same thing, man.
Except I got to stay away from Sean, you know. I try to get it.
do what I can. It's going to be a hard thing, but we're going to do what we got to do. Try to get a W.
I know, that's right. And I'm in the same boat when I come down there on the 6th.
Yeah, it'll all be fun, though. We'll all have a good time.
We're going to have a good time, but I tell you one thing. It's all right for me to be, well, let me tell you about it. It's not okay for me to be popping in this car, even during class racing, but it's much more critical on the grudge race. And, you know, I can't take y'all lightly. So I have to be on my A game when I come down there on the 6th. We can all have fun, and we all looking for a victory, but for it to be a better race, my stuff got to be right and yours right.
Hey, Ricky. I also wondered if Big George is still on the line. Me and him been trying to get together, and he couldn't get his car together. Then I broke my street car. If he's on the line, I'd like to see if what his schedule was. With me racing you on the 6th, going to Sean's race on the 30th, and then the 14th, we got a Man of the Beach race at Colonial Beach. Trying to get Big George in there so me and him can have a little fun and stuff like that. I'm going to see if George is going to be available for Friday night, the 13th, down Colonial Beach of July. I got to run Otis with the Vega with my streetcar, see if he want to entertain a little action that night. I told him I'd come to Capitol, but I can't see me making Capitol until probably end of July, 1st of August, the way it looks.
Okay.
I was telling Rick a minute ago, this is Bill Tolson. I was telling Rick a minute ago, on the 29th of July, they have an all-grudge Sunday.
That's right. If George can't, we can probably entertain that if George don't want to come down on the 13th.
Well, I don't know where George was at. His phone was cutting in and out while he was talking.
He might have got cut off, but if he comes back on, we'll tell him.
Okay.
I heard that Willie Wright is getting ready to get another car. Is that true? The Wright brothers down there, Willie?
That's a good one. Tom, you happen to know anything about them, Sean?
Well, me and Joe Wright, we're friends and stuff, but I don't really know, man. I mean, you know, a lot of that stuff like that, you know, it's kind of like top secret, and when you open up the trailer doors, you see what's in the box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess I have to wait and see on that one.
Well, that's what the rumor is up here.
You know how the rumors are,
though. Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right, Kenny, well, if George happened to call back in, if you're still on the line and you got your phone on mute, then, you know, you can address him. But if not, if he get back on, I'll let him know what you say. And I'll see if we can get y'all hooked up.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. I want to give a shout-out to Joe for getting the belt, bringing it to Virginia. And that's all I got to say. I'll meet my phone and let y'all go on with the show.
Hey, Kenny, if you can you call Joe and get him on the show? I sent him a message to get on here. I would like to talk to him about that whole ordeal down there. And also congratulate him. I did send word to him for winning the belt. But I'd like to get him on the show. But he never responded back to me.
Yeah, I'll text Gene, and I think Gene's probably going to get on the show, too. And I don't have Joe's number. Gene does. I'll get with Gene and get him to see if he'll come on the show.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, Rick.
I'm texting JC now to tell him to call in on your show, Chris.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Okay, next caller.
202-751. Your mic is over. 202-751-2. Your mic is open.
202-751-2. How you doing? You got your phone off mute, caller? Okay. Hey, Mick, did you see 757-5847?
No, sir, it's not on yet.
All right. Okay, next caller.
All right. 732-4557. Your mic is open.
Trigger Ricky, this is Big Rod from the Grudge Racing Federation, man. Just calling to get that support and give a shout out. Just listening in, man. What's going on?
Not too much, man. I'm trying to hear from JC and give him props, word of mouth. I haven't talked to him. Actually, he was on last night, but I forgot to even say something to him. But yeah, just wanted to give JC some props. And then you guys went down south and represented real hard. Got the whole south in the uproar. Got their panties pulled tight.
Well, I think that's what they needed, bro. You know, I think they needed that to take it serious up here. Like I told you when I started, you know, things on my end with my group, that we were serious about it. So I'm proud of Joe. He went in there and handled his business. I mean, all of the guys that went down there, they handled the business. They represented, you know, and I'm just glad to have him in the belt and all in the group. So I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Well, in racing, a win is a win. It doesn't matter how you get a win. Of course, we would all like to see close competition, side-by-side action, but unfortunately, that doesn't happen all the time. So, in that case, however the win came about, nobody or no races, especially from no parts of anywhere, can take any other races lightly. And that, I feel as though, was just the case that, you know, those guys down south may have taken the Virginia races or the northern races lightly, or they ain't nothing, blah, blah, blah. Now, look what kind of position they in. They done lost their baddest back-ass belt. And, you know, now they want to do all kind of stuff like put bounties out on somebody if they come to this race and blah, blah, blah. Well, the ball is in our court now. So now the south has to travel to the north to run if they want that belt. But I'll put it out there. I don't think that they're going to come. You may get one or two, and then after a while they're going to say, well, if you get that belt, we got another belt. We're going to run for this. You know, that belt ain't important.
Well, on our end, what we're going to do, we don't want to stop at one belt. We see that we got their attention by getting this one. Our next goal is to see which other belt we can get. So we actually trying to see what's out there, and we're trying to see if we can go get another one. You know, soon enough, if you get all of the belts up here, they ain't got no choice but to come get them. We either make them new ones.
Exactly.
So our next move is to go after another belt, not just to focus on that.
Yep. And I read a post on Grudge Racer today, and somebody was asking about something about the belt, and somebody wrote a comment, this Grudge Race, not the WWE, the belt don't mean that. People, let me tell you something. Whether it's as we had for OPS, or whether it's a Grudge Race, that belt mean a whole lot. People may not want to admit it, but when you got that belt and you taking that money, that belt symbolizes a whole lot.
Yeah.
So people can pass it off as, oh, it ain't shit, or, you know, this ain't wrestling, this ain't boxing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's the same thing. That belt means something. And whoever that is with that background noise, if you can you just mute your phone so we don't hear that background noise?
Yeah, well. Like I said, we're not going to stop at that. Once you reach one goal, you have to set another one. So we're trying to see what else we can take from this point on.
You got any guys with you today on?
Well, I don't know. I was at work. I didn't have time to really ran up anybody or whatever. So I don't know. I know I heard Kenny on the phone. I don't know if Gene is on or not. But I know a few of the guys said it was going to get on. I talked to Joe last night. I thought he was going to be on, too. You know, I thought he was going to call in.
Yeah, that's why I just told Kenny. I sent him a text message to get him on, to, you know, let us know how his day was down there in Saturday racing. But I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be in the shop, too.
I also talked to Freddy Krueger. And Freddy Krueger was supposed to be calling in, but he hasn't called in as of yet.
Oh, okay.
So, you working now, Rob?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's all good. You know, you need me, just call me out. I'm here.
Okay. Well, if yeah, just put your phone on me. We're gonna take another call and then pay some bills.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Next caller, Nick.
804-3956. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, my brother from another mother? How you be?
I'm good this evening, Mr. MV from VA. How are you, sir? The baddest man in Virginia.
I'm hanging in there, bro. I just called in to support the show as usual and congratulate you on the win. You're doing your thing, man. And, you know, I just want to let Mr. Brown, I don't know him personally, and his family know that, you know, I said a prayer for him, and I'm quite sure all of us in a whole, as, you know, as a growing community, you know, we got him and his family in our prayers and thoughts.
Yeah, Don, a good dude. He's no different than any other racer. We all talk smack. We all think we got the faster car. But in the end, related or not, we all a family once we get to the racetrack. So we got to stick together and keep the unity.
Yes, sir.
Kind of
looking forward to you making the trip
that we
on got that
hill in six. Say that again.
I'm looking forward to you making the trip down here on six.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself, man. Like I said, I just found a couple other problems Tuesday night. And hopefully we'll have it all worked out. And I won't be able to get to the track to test the car this week, but I'll get out next week. And hopefully if everything good, I'll be there in red form and you'll know that I'm right.
Okay, that's what's up. And look here, when you really go show them big time, you make sure you remember who your biggest fan, when your number one supporter was since day one we met.
Yeah, I will. You've been with me since Colonial Beach, but I won't forget. I don't think I never get big-headed like that to forget where I come from.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. But I'm just going to leave, hang back if you need, and I'll be on listen.
Okay. Mick, let me go and take one more call, Mick.
301-4376. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Rick?
Sniper, what's
how you doing? Hey, Matt, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm holding in there. Can you tell us how your week went for as far as your going down south Saturday?
Oh, for last week?
Yes, sir.
Well, I had a trying week last week. I went down and tore up some stuff on Thursday and wasn't able to race on Saturday. But I stayed down Sunday and worked Monday all day and got everything fixed and came back up here to Maryland and made two clean hits down there at Maryland last night. So I feel pretty confident we got the car straightened out and got it to go down the track.
Okay.
Still
what
had
car
some
were you in?
Minor grimps and Tim Boos sniper car.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where I was.
Gremlin.
Yeah, I still got some carburetor issues. It was cutting off when I tried to mat it. Some little things we'll get ironed out. But once I could get it to the two-step, she was hauling tail, so... So we're pretty happy because that's an all-new setup there. We just put the car together, and that was the first trip. So we tried to make a trip down there in Mooresville and slap the wall, and luckily it wasn't so bad that we couldn't get everything fixed. But we had some minor problems, you know, trying to make the first hit to make that race to go down there and run the old jacks down in Darlington. So unfortunately we paid the punk out and had to buy some more time to get ready. And we're getting closer, that's for sure. But it's all new combination, new trans, new motor, new rear, new shocks, new everything. So to go just to make a full trip, man, we were pretty happy. We were pretty happy, pretty pleased with what went down there in Maryland. Right. So
yeah,
our man
that
told me
that
last man standing thing.
Yeah. Go ahead. I said our man told me that you he got you with some pretty special stuff over there.
What's that now? He told you what?
He got you in. He got some pretty special stuff in your unit there.
Oh. Well,
I don't want to call his name because I don't want to put that out there. But
well, I mean, I don't know exactly what that means, but we always working hard to be the best we can be. I mean, as everybody does, and times move fast in this racing business, so you got to try to change with everybody. It ain't easy to stay on top. And, or even stay close to top. I don't know if I'm on top, but you got to work hard because there's a lot of people out there shooting for you. But I thought it was a pretty good race down in Darlington. I was involved. I'm involved in the NGRA, and I was happy with the success of the race. It was very eventful all day. There was racing going on all day. Things. I thought went pretty well overall. We heard some negative reports on the internet, but as far as being there as a fan, because I wasn't racing really, I did make a couple passes in somebody's car, but as a fan, all night long until 3 a.m, there was a constant action. So that to me was, from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m, there was something going on at all times. So I kind of felt like it was, pretty, I couldn't ask for no better myself, but, as a fan, spectator. The back half race, I wish we could have seen the finals run, but, both of them, it got late and both of them decided, for whether they were having problems or what it was to split it up and make a deal, and I don't blame them. Got late, and you don't want to tear up your cars just to appease one person,
right.
And then you end up with nothing. So I kind of understood that. But I'll say this, because I race in the South a lot, and I was listening to your comments, nobody took JC lightly. I can promise you that. Nobody took anybody lightly. Any time two cars line up, anybody can win. And that's what I wish more people up north would realize and take the gamble. While I respect JC for winning, and I like JC, and I was happy that he won. But we had to push him to get in. He didn't want to get in. He said, I can't run against them guys. I can't beat them. And I said, JC, you can win this race if you get in. Trust me. And he was had to get coached into getting in it. And I was glad he got in it and showed that you don't have to be the fastest car. If you're consistent and you hit the tree, you can win. And that's what we stand behind all the time racing, man. So I was glad to see it for him. And there was a couple other cars that called that they were having problems and broke, and I don't think they were. I think they were just scared to jump in there and do it. And the last man standing thing they did last night for the small tires and for the big tires, neither one of those races did the fastest car win. Well, I'll say that. Neither one of those races did the fastest car win. I guess you could say Francis ended up being the fastest car, but he wasn't the fastest early part of the day. He got to that point. But It you just never know what's going to happen in them races.
Okay.
There was a bunch of hole shot victories, and there was a couple screw blower cars there in the pro mod action, and they had problems and got put out right away. And they, Chuck Earl, Chucky could fly. He got knocked out first round. He was probably one of the fastest cars in it. He didn't get there. So some people are like, oh man, you can't get in the race because you can't win. Man, get in the race and take a gamble and try. You ain't putting up a ton of money, and you can win some decent money if you just get in there and race. A lot of people seem to want to have everything locked down before they get out there and race, man. They want to have the fastest car and everything in their favor. I just wish people take note of what happened with this last couple of weeks, with JC going down there and winning, and with things that happen, in different races. The fastest car almost never wins, man.
Right.
I won't hold your show up, man, but if you have some other questions for me, I don't mind answering.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate it.
All right, man, I'll be here listening.
So when will y'all have the sniper car back out?
We just had it out Wednesday. We were just racing it. I mean, when we going to race again?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know quite right this second. There's a race, I think, somewhere July 3rd or 4th. Larry T was talking about messing with. He was going to talk to me down there, but he didn't get a chance to. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I haven't, not yet.
Okay, I heard some grumbling about something in July. I don't know. We would just have to look. There's so many races going on so many places. And because I drive for, people down north, south too, I haven't really scheduled out what we're going to do this next month. And I need to. I just haven't really figured out. I'm going to look at what races are there and where the best place to go is. But I have not committed to anything for sure. So, we're about ready to do some action. So we're looking for some action.
Well, if you can, stay with us. We got a couple more callers and something interesting
listen,
you
man.
Might want to chime in on. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, later.
Mr. Short Dog.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, Rick. What's going on, buddy?
All right. You was also a candidate down there this weekend in Darlington. Is that correct?
Yeah, go
ahead. Okay. How was your evening, your day down there at the race?
Well, I had a nice time, Rick. It was just, as everybody know, I brought my new car out, and, we just had a mishap. It wasn't the best of everything, but, everybody know I'm going to race. If it fire, I'm going to race. And, it just got late in the day. We fought the car all day. We had little problems, little issues with the car, and then we wound up deciding that we was going to race anyway. We thought we can do something just to try to make a clean pass, and, it just got a little loose on me, and I wrecked the car. But the car's back up
you wrecked?
And running. Yeah, I wrecked the car.
Oh, okay.
But,
I heard somebody say that, but I didn't know if that was true because I only heard one person say it.
Yeah, it's up and running. No, we finished it already. I was going to run yesterday. Only reason I didn't run yesterday because my chassis man couldn't get off. And I wanted him to be there with me when I ran the car just so we can see if it was issues with the car. But other than that, we fixed everything, and everything is straight. So we're back. And I guess we'll try to do some testing next week sometime. This weekend, a bad weekend for me. I'd rather go. You know me, I'd like to go tonight.
Right. Well, I'm glad you ain't hurt your ride too bad. You got the mechanical ability to fix it, as you just said you did, so that's good.
Yeah, we back up and running.
That's okay. All right, so you be out sometime. So you have any big race or any race schedule that you know of that you're going to be at next?
Well, we have one coming up, the same race that Sniper was talking about. We had talked to Larry, and we got some, just trying to put together something on that race there. Ain't nothing confirmed yet, but that's what we have next going on up on this end.
All right. Hey, Troy, let me ask you this. Do you think winning the pot along with that a belt or any one of those belts, I guess for your place it would be a Pro Mod belt or something like that, do you think the belt holds any significance in the racing?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
Because, like I said, they're giving you something else, and everybody got to shoot at that belt. You have to figure, you have you or whoever else racing for that belt. Yeah, we racing for the money, but like I said, the money ain't it all. Money ain't it all with the racing. You have to love the sport, first of all. We all do it because we like the money. But, as everybody know, like Sniper just said, the fastest car don't always win. We always building them thinking we're going to be the fastest. And then some races we get into, we'll say we don't have to be the fastest. We just got to make the trip. And me and Sniper, we've been doing it a long time. We make the trip, and you can win. Sniper had faster car than me a few times, and I got away when I shouldn't have, but I got away.
Yeah.
So that's
the
way it goes.
But that's something that a lot of people don't understand in racing. Whether it's
res racing or class racing, if you can just make the trip, you don't have to go out there and try to kill your car to run a hellacious time. All you have to do is just run fast enough to beat your competition.
But exactly.
People don't understand that. But, you know, I guess that in the fans' perspective, you know, they just want to see, you know, somebody make a hellacious pass or a hell of a pass. But in the mind of a racer, that's not always our thought process. You know, it's just beat your opponent and beat the track.
Yeah, because first of all,
set no record.
You're right, because ain't no record set, especially when we grudge running, because I don't care. I mean, you can run by yourself. It looks like the fastest pass in the world. But when you beside somebody, you know, it's a different story. So you never know in grudge running. So the people, the fans don't look at it like that in grudge racing because they don't never get a chance to see their number. They just want to see somebody go down the track and bet their money.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could have you on. I hope you can stay with us and
I'll be over here. I'll be over here on Mew.
On Mew, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's Pro Stock Joe saying Mew. All right. Mr. Gene Stevens.
He better not say nothing, Rick.
I ain't saying nothing.
I said he better not say nothing. Gene Stevens better not say nothing. He's been calling me out a long time.
Well, he was on here. He said he on. I opened his mic. Gene, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, fellas?
All
right. I know Short Dog ain't on here running his mouth tonight.
Gene, didn't I tell you don't say nothing?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to talk all night long. You better get ready for it. I know why you hit that wall, because you were thinking about me running by you. You got scared and you just flinched. Your hands just took the wheel and snatched it.
That's okay. I call that.
What are y'all fellas doing tonight?
We talking about the you know, the race from down Donaldson and how the Virginia guys went down there and represented very well.
Well, Troy, I hope everything worked out all right with you on the car, but I hope ain't nothing to hurt too bad.
No, everything's straight, Gene. We back.
Good,
up
good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Good, good. Well, what's our next upcoming event?
That was the only reason I was on the show tonight. Because I'm ready to go again.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, Gene, have you talked to JC?
I have not talked to JC.
Okay. Well, I was trying to get him on. I sent him a message. Kenny said he would call you to see if you could call him.
I'm going to call JC right now while we're on the phone and see if I can get him to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, because myself and the rest of the racing world want to know how the baddest back half in the world feel right now.
Hey, like the boy said last night, he's probably running around with his boxers and the belt on.
yeah, he did. Yeah, they did say that. Okay. All right, but while you doing that, we're gonna take another caller.
Go right ahead.
Okay, next caller, Nick.
7-5-6-7-7-5.
Your mic is open. Ooh.
Freddy Krueger.
I want to say not this next one. Next one over for next. Yep.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Mr. William Brown.
Hello.
Is that Mr. William Brown?
Yes, sir. This is me. What's going on?
All right, not too bad. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. How y'all fellas doing up here?
All right. Can you tell us how your experience was going down to Donaldson with the fellas this weekend?
To me, it's fun. As long as it's drag racing and cars going down the track, it's fun to me. I mean, I enjoy it, spectating just as much as driving. And even though that, you know, it was a little foolery, a couple tricks, which I expect that, you know, expect that to happen. To happen, you know, when guys from, I call us the Middle East, when the guys from the Middle East come down there and we come down there to do business. So, I mean, it will be the same if the guy from the South come up this way. We will try to do the best we can to, you know, to hold on to what we got.
Hey, Tricky, I hate to interrupt you, buddy. Look, I just spoke to Joe. Joe said hit his mic. He's been on the phone for a long time. He's calling back in now.
Okay, all right. What's the last four's number? 804 what?
Joe's is 804. Last four is 5399.
Okay, 804-5399. If you see that, Nick, open that for me.
804-5399. Your mic is open.
Riggy, Riggy.
This is Joe J.C. Ripson, the baddest fat ass in the world. How you doing, sir?
Gentlemen, how all y'all doing?
Oh, man, you too humble, man. Come on, J.C., the baddest fat ass in the world. How you doing, man?
I'm fat. I'm a humble man.
Hey, Ricky, you know what you said. You know how them old jokers are. You remember?
Well, they've been running around with the belt and boxes on for the last 2 days. I thought he still had some excitement.
JC, that was Short Dog said that.
Hey, Ricky. Rick, the only situation that's going on is that I don't think it's fair. They're trying to drag JC back down to the south to try to get a hold of the belt.
And I commented on that. And I mean, I'm not from Virginia, but as a whole, since we the north and they the south, I mean, technically, as they put it on there, Virginia is the south, but we gonna say y'all the north. In order for them to get that belt back, they need to come get it. I guess that was a part of the game to try to say, you know, they're going to put a bounty on him if he come to this race. Why is it now that you got to put a bounty on the man to try to coach the man into coming to the track? If y'all wanted that bad, why they just can't come up here and get it?
Exactly. What has it did?
So, I mean, I spoke my piece on it. And like I said, as a whole, I think we all just need to, you know, stick together with that. But so it is what it is. Okay. Now we got the other half of that on.
Trigger Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say one thing to JC. JC, the Short Dog.
What's up, man?
All right. You know, what King Arthur said? You do know that, right?
What did he say?
He said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Make him come to you.
Well, that's my intent.
I just want to hear you say it.
That's my intent. Up until
hey, y'all.
They weren't trying to get me down there, and then now all of a sudden I got to go.
Hey, hold on one second. Hey, Nick.
I got a quick comment about that situation.
Go ahead.
Is that cool? Can I weigh in on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm fully with 3 years I've been trying to persuade. For 3 years I've been trying to persuade the southern people to come more north, and being a belt holder, I don't get still don't get the guys to come up here and race as much as they do. But let me explain why I think that is. Number one, they got 40 races every weekend at every track around their way, and the belt, while means a lot, it means different things to different people. And as we know as racers how expensive it is to travel down south, we need to grow our sport in our area amongst ourselves better than to worry about where they want to go and what they want to do, because we got big enough name people around this area to do that. So instead of getting twisted in what they're doing and what they're saying, we need to concentrate on what we're saying and what we're doing. And I think we got enough quality racers up this way to do that. And then they'll probably race up here more often because of that, not because we want them to chase the belt. Because if you think you're going to get them to chase that stuff, I'm telling you, for 3 years of racing, you're not going to. So, I mean, just do you and race for you the best, and don't worry about what they're doing. And when you feel like going south, go south. When you don't. Let it be on your terms, and then you won't have a bad feeling about it.
Well, my personal feeling was they wasn't going to take the belt anyway. And I said that to Roger before. I just said it again earlier when Roger was on. And you just said it again. So I would agree on growing what we have locally, but I still think it's still a problem with that because there's only so many people up here that's willing to race. And
but you're right, and that's what we need to concentrate. We need to concentrate on working that avenue versus trying to talk to the Southern guys to come up here and race because, you know, that doesn't benefit this area any because they'll come up here and race and then go back home. So in order to work what we got better, to be where they're at, and like it or not, they're more organized as grudge racing. We're getting there. We're getting there a lot more. I mean, before, we were lucky to have two or three events or tracks even doing anything. I mean, and basically Maryland just had a race the other night trying to really support more of a grudge-type atmosphere. They've never done that. They basically want to throw you out of the track if you show up there. So it's turning, the tides are turning, but we need to concentrate on our area and our racers. Let's talk to people in that we're close to into racing and doing more and growing our people in our local area more versus trying to get the Southern people to come up here. That's my opinion now. You do what you want to do. Do what's best for your team, but trying to talk them into coming up here isn't really benefiting us in the long run. We need to work our own area out better. And then they will come up here because they'll want to be a part of what we're doing because it's good.
That's a good valid point. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the Snipe on that, man. Like I said, you know, you look at yourself, you look at the Horsemen, you look at JC, you look at Wicked Bird, you look at Chris Butler. Ever since we started putting this thing together, man, these guys are coming out. They're taking races. You know, they're willing to travel to Virginia. You know, we're willing to come up there. So, you know, you can't expect this thing to turn over in one day. You know, we're doing all we can, but you can look at the progress and see that it's progress being made. Slowly but surely, I think we'll do it, you know, as long as we keep doing what we're doing now, you know, because every time, you know, every week goes by, there's more people, there's more names being thrown in the pot. More people been shaking out the pushes, and I think they're willing to race now. So as long as we keep doing what we're doing, you know, I think we'll be okay. When I'm on the phone, I never even mention, you know, people like Tony Bynes' name and different ones down south. And it's not that I don't respect what he's doing. I do. But it's like they're in another world for me. What they're doing has nothing to do with what I'm doing on my end. So there's no need of me wasting the time talking about it. But, you know, I try to glorify and big up the guys that's in my area, you know, the Maryland guys, the Virginia guys, because that's what I'm focusing on. So there's no need of me talking about what's going on in Mississippi or Georgia because Bob Ingersoll has nothing to do with me right now.
Right. And that's what we talked about before, after the Larry T race was, you know, you got things going, and that went off pretty good. And, you know, we say we didn't want to let it die down, let that hype die down. We had to, you know, keep pushing it until the next event, you know, even though it might be at a test and tune session. You know, we still had to push that,
right.
You know, that grudge height. You know, we still got to push one way or the other. So,
you got to have that same enthusiasm for each other's event, even if it's not an event that I'm going to make a dime off of. You know what I'm saying? If you having something or Larry having something or something in the area, then if I can stir up some controversy and get your car count up, then that's what I'm going to do. It could be something as simple as a damn test and tune at Capitol. You know, if that's something that the dudes in my group want to do, then I'm going to hype it up, you know, just like Joe Richardson's race. That's going to be a nice race. I already know that, you know what I'm saying? So every time somebody has something, it has to be hyped up for this thing to work.
Right. Well, while we at it, we got got Freddie Krug on. Freddie, how you doing, Freddie?
Hey, oh man. Okay. I had Freddie Krug on. Mick said his number not on it. Just say he must have had to hang up. But
yeah, we gotta keep the hype going for our local area and continue to push the grudge racing for our area and build it up. And at this rate that we're going right now,
it'll be good come next year. It'll probably be better, a whole lot better by the end of this year. So
So it can only get better. Stuff like Larry T. Race. I'm sorry, my little man doing something outside. Stuff like the Larry T. Race and what Rob is bringing with the GRF. Now that we got the talk show brought to you by Rudd Inc. and Jay Bond. I mean, all this stuff add up collectively to make one big picture. And we ain't got all the pieces there in that picture in that collage yet, but it's getting there real quick. So with that being said, I know they've been getting on me about paying the bills. So let's pay some bills real quick. We come back and finish up with the phone lines and this conversation. I'm trying to get Mr. Freddy Krueger Juice Man on. See what happened to him. Take us away, Mick.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, take us away, Tricky Ricky.
All right, gentlemen, race fans, we're back. I'll have a little bit of a discussion about the area, grudge racing and building our area up, and also trying to talk to some racers who went down south this weekend for the baddest back half in the world race. Mick, do you still have you seen that number yet, 757-5847?
No, sir, I have not.
Oh, okay. Look for 804-9378.
All right. 804-9378. Your mic is open.
Hey, fellas. It's Mike Martin.
What's up, Juice Man?
I don't know, buddy. Just chilling. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. We understand you and JC were the big representatives for Virginia down at the baddest back half race. How did you like that experience compared to some of the other racing that you do?
That was definitely a different experience from class racing, but we all had a good time.
How did you make out that evening?
I thought it was a time, you know. It was a late night for us.
What are your thoughts on, say, the competition?
What's that now?
I said, what are your thoughts on the competition?
You know, I went around and talked to a few of the guys, and everybody seemed real nice, and the cars looked really good. I think on a good run between us, I think it'd be some good side-by-side racing.
Well, what considering, I know quite a few people may be asking this question or want to know, considering that you're a class racer, what's prompting you or what makes you want to get into the grudge thing now?
I've done a little bit of it in the past, and my brother William Brown called me and said, hey, let's go down to Darlington for the back half race, and I was all for it, you know, so we let it be, and like I said, you know, we had a good time. I wish the results would have come out a little different. We actually would have had the opportunity to run, but I'm sure we'll get the opportunity here before long to get side by side.
Okay. Well, I must say that y'all went down there and represented very well. As we have been talking, it's created a lot of buzz. So I'm sure your action, your stock in the grudge action is going to rise very quickly. Hopefully you're ready for that.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, we've been talking about trying to make another one here real soon.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope you keep us posted on that information and when and where you decide to go. I know they're supposed to have a race on the 23rd at Macon, but that's not in your class. That's they having a G-body shootout and an all nitrous small block shootout. So I don't think they're having any back half stuff. But whenever you get prepared to hit the road, we'd like to know so we can root you on and support you in your outing down the road.
I'll tell you what I would like to do, and if JC is listening, if he's still on the line with us, he's got ladies' night in a couple weeks at Dinwiddie at Virginia Motorsports Park on July 6th, Friday night, and maybe him and I can go up there.
He can't take on no more after he mine that night.
I don't know, but maybe I can take you on too then.
No, I'm coming for two people and that's it.
So you coming up on July 6th?
Don't start him now, Trey.
Yeah, you caught that, right?
I'll take everybody on. Everybody.
I know.
Y'all can line up one behind the other, and I'll just round robin and we'll go.
Nah, I'm coming and pick two cherries, and then I'm going home, and then I'll catch you on the rebound. So I got to take JC out that equation for right now.
What happens when he beats you?
I don't plan for him to beat me. So
I understand. That's what I'm saying. After he beats you, then I'm gonna beat him.
Well, I mean, if it go down that way, it go down that way.
Okay.
But I'm looking for a different outcome.
I understand. But I'll be there with my car, waiting.
Well, you be there anyway.
Oh, I'm gonna be there anyway, looking for some action.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, hey, I can't stop what he do.
I understand.
I'm coming down there to run him and Kenny Beacon. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm telling you up front now. I'm looking to run him and go home. I'm not trying to mess around no more after that.
Oh no, Trigger! We ain't trying to let you go like that. We want you to have an action-packed day.
That's what I'm talking about. Just have a whole day of running.
Yeah. I want you to spend the day with us like we spent the day with y'all out there in Maryland.
Well, that's a lot, Roger. I ain't gonna get down there late on in the evening.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know, when you get there, I don't want you to rush away. That's why I'm telling you, don't just come alone. Bring all of Maryland with you.
Well, I'm still working on that.
The invitation is not just to you. It's to everybody on the phone and anybody in the Maryland area. We welcome you down there.
Well, hold on real quick. When you say everybody, be careful because I'm your huckleberry now. I can go up there and we can create some action. It's a nice. I respect you all and got love for you, but when you say everybody, be careful what you say.
All right, well, let me say this then. Everybody's up a sniper right now.
Now I got more love for you.
Yeah, how about everybody except for sniper?
Hey, we might have to work something out. Maybe I could give Michael the back tie or something, and we could do something for some fun on Friday night, not for a big pot, something simple.
If you given up something, we ain't going to run away from you. If you giving up the right thing,
okay,
we'll take
well,
it, right?
Y'all are both on the phone. I will offer the back tire, and we can have some fun on the Friday night, and get the fans something. And we'll run for a little bit, you know, nice pot, nothing huge. We ain't got to run for the big pot.
Well, I'm gonna talk to Mike about that because I don't know if he entertained the back tire, but I'm quite sure he entertained the break.
Oh, well, that's out of the question. I can't do that. Not with his old heavy car. No.
Okay,
now,
well,
y'all are way too strong for that, but...
Now, wait a minute. I'm only 10.5-inch tire.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm giving you the back tire.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Sniper. I'm going to talk to Michael, and I got your number. I'll get in touch with you. If you feel comfortable with that back tire, and we'll say you come on down there and get you too. So I'll stay in contact with you, and you can tag along with Tricky Ricky. And
I got a lot of respect for y'all. We just love to race, and if we can make something happen, we surely would try. And if it makes JC's event better that day, that's even better. That's the icing on the cake.
All right, well, we'll stay in touch, man. We'll make something happen. We're trying to make that a great show.
No problem,
man.
Y'all go ahead. I don't want to mess the show up. Y'all go ahead.
All right, well, we can drum up a little act. That should be real nice down there for ladies, right? Juice, man, we gonna see what happens.
All right, buddy. Well, see, I sort of thought that I should have the first shot at it since JC and I didn't get a run.
Oh, well, no. This what me and JC doing, that's not for the belt.
Okay.
You know, man, he just got a grudge race, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's something totally different, my God. JC really isn't entertaining anything as far as running for that belt right now. I mean, I talked to JC yesterday. He really hasn't given it any thought. And, you know, that's one of the privileges of being in that position.
Hey, Roger, is that you with the background noise, or is that somebody else?
No, that's not me.
Okay. Whoever that is with the background noise, can you just mute your phone so we don't have all that interference on the line? I appreciate it. Thanks. Go ahead, Rob.
You know, I'm going to agree with you on that. I mean, both of these guys, they fought hard. You know, they did their job to get to the final. So, in my opinion, and everybody has one, yeah, when it came down to it and whenever Joe decided to entertain it, yeah, I think Michael should be in the running for that belt because he made it to the final. But at the same time, Joe right now is not even entertaining because, you know, it's new, it's fresh. He hasn't even given it any thought. You know, and when you hold a belt, that's one of the luxuries of it. You know, you entertain it when you're ready to entertain it. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Yeah. You know, and if it makes it any better, I tried to run him for, you know, on the 6-foot belt. And he said no. So I figured I would run JC, beat him, take the belt, and then I had to run Michael Martin to get my ass handed to me.
Oh,
but
Lord.
He said no. Yeah.
Then you got Sniper coming on here and calling us out and want to beat up on us and stuff. Give us a back tie. I don't know, Sniper. He might be getting a phone call back this week.
See, I'm just trying to keep the belt in Virginia.
I'm a Maryland VA guy, so, you know. It'd be all right,
might be
but I can't
phone
take the belt. I can't take no belt because
we ain't talking about no belt, Sniper.
Hey,
we ain't coming no belt. We running for money.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to this belt, and I hold a belt, it don't mean a lot to me. It means something to some people, but everybody's different. Everybody's different, and everybody likes something. Now, and you're saying the JC's not going to entertain anybody right now for the belt? Me, personally, as a belt holder, I feel as if I should entertain anybody that comes like me. And that's
right.
Just me personally. And if not, then I don't really feel needy in having that belt. But I'm not telling him what to do. I'm just telling you my feelings on it. It's just like you said, everybody's got an opinion. That's just my
right.
own opinion.
But that's right.
He does. He's got to do what's best for him. But you're not going to feel like you're a true champ unless you defend it. I can promise you that.
That's right. All right, well, you might need to make plans to come on down, Sniper.
My plans are wide open, man.
So Tricky can make feel like a champ when he go back home, because we plan on really messing up there in that July trip.
Hey, anything I can do to support the VA action, if it means coming down there stopping the mud hole in Michael Martin's rear, that's what I got to do.
Oh,
well,
Lord,
I mean, like
not
I
at
said,
the home track.
Like I said, Sniper, you know, everybody got their bill out,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Who is
that with that background noise?
Hold on.
Background noise. Do you know who that is? What number that
background
noise is bad. Called?
I don't know who it is, but it's terrible.
Nick.
Eric.
Can you tell what number that noise is coming from, that background noise?
Sound like someone in a car, Rick. It just asked who in the car.
Who, somebody in the car?
That's what it sounds like.
Like I was saying, you know, everybody has their people that bail them out. You know, I got the Horsemen, I got JC and Slim, the Wright brothers, all these kids bail me out sometimes when my mouth gets to talking, you know, because they can walk the walk. So I guess Sniper is your bailout guy, so I think you got to bring him with you because you will need it.
No problem, man.
Well, if push comes to shove, and that's what I got to do, then damn it, that's what I got to do.
And you bring in a good one. But
hey,
if he give up the right hand side,
I'm going to bring some other people with me, too.
Yeah, you do that, because if Sniper gives up the right hand start, I don't know about this stopping the mud hole of Michael Munn. He gives up the right hand start, we might have to entertain that.
Yeah, I had to come down there like the real poor horseman.
Hey, well, that's what we want. You know, I promise Joe this is going to be something to remember. We're going to make it happen, so I don't know. If Sniper keep talking right, we might have to find out if he's bad as they say.
Well, you definitely got my number, Rob. You've called me before, so... Make sure. I hope you're safe.
I sure will, man. I'll stay in touch with you.
Hey,
all
hey
right.
Michael Martin, you did a great job. Hey, Michael Martin, you did a great job down there, man, representing. And I was proud to say you're from up around our area because you made all clean passes for the most part when it counted. So that was important. And that guy, I tell you what, that Chevy 2 Big Earl was a tough competitor too, man. That guy who took out first round, I before I knew who was matched up, I had picked him to win it because I figured he was going to get down the track, and it went the opposite way. You just never know how these things would go. But
what happened
know.
To Big Earl? I let go of the button and never looked back. What happened to him?
Well, you killed him on the truth is you killed him on the tree.
I
and
don't
then
play
after
truth.
That, after that, he got on the center line and got out of it.
Okay.
And
okay.
He was coming to you a little. I'm not going to say he was going to run you down. I promise you, I don't mean it that way.
Right.
But I think you had a little problem or something towards the end of the run.
But I
tell you what, if he makes a clean pass, he probably would have got by you because of your problem. If
right.
you make a clean pass and leave first, I know he don't get back by you. But I was surprised. He made a test hit in that left lane, and boy, oh boy, did he look the best out of everybody I saw go down the track.
Right.
But you
right.
turned it on when it was important because you left Dodge. Not only did you tree him, but your car 60 foot pretty good that fast there. She got out of there. That's why I got to be careful. I can't give you but the back tire. That looks nasty. Now. It looked to me like now, don't let me tell a lie, but it looked to me like your tires weren't quite 10 and a half.
Oh, Lord. Did you put a tape measure on them?
I did not, but I got a keen vision. They look like them new Mickey Thompson, but I could be wrong.
I don't know what you're talking about. I cannot confirm or deny anything on that.
But serious, big class for you coming down there, man, and representing well from our area, man. This is me
talking.
I was glad to see it, man. I was really, really glad to see it.
It was a good time. Y'all can thank William Brown for it.
Thank you, William.
It was all William.
Yep. I appreciate William doing that, man. He's doing a lot for the game. Me and him fuck back and forth and have fun, but he does a lot for the game.
So we had William Moore, and I don't know if he's still there or not. He hasn't said nothing since we went to commercial. But,
well, he probably heard me get on here talking about Wolf tickets and Trace, and he probably jumped off, man. I mean, he probably jumped off.
Oh, no. All right, well.
Now, he's probably serious up. He's probably down in Dinwiddie getting ready for the ADRL, man.
He
people
is.
People that are around there, go down there and support him, man. I know I'm going to go tomorrow, man, and root for all my local people, man. I genuinely like when all my local people do well, man. I mean, I genuinely like to see. It's like Short Dog will tell you, he went down to Albany last year and ran Baldy and tore Baldy and did one, and I was more happy than I thought he was, because I like to see my local people do good when they go out of town or on big events, man. And I wish there was more of that going around instead of people hating when somebody does
That's
good
right.
and talk
That's
shit
right.
about them. You
That's
know,
right.
give them props, man, because, you know, we're working hard out of here, man.
That's right.
Michael Martin's not sleeping much at night. He's getting his car. He's working. Every time I see his car, he's done changed something on it. You know,
Nonstop.
And Short Dog's changing cars and changing motors and switching. Man, this takes a lot of work and dedication, man. And then every time you turn around, your own local people want to kick you in the balls. It don't make no sense,
That's
man.
Right. Well, if anybody's down around Silver Dollar in Georgia next weekend, there's a big race down there. It's a class race. But I'm going down there to race on the 29th and 30th.
The New World Order.
Yep.
New World Order, eh?
Yep. I'm going to be there. I'm going.
Well, good luck to you, man.
The purse is like $25,000 now, and I plan on bringing it home.
Wow.
Well, then you'll have a little extra money we can bet on that back tire race, see?
I know, then I'm going to make it $50,000 then.
Oh, Uh-oh. Lord. Now, I ain't going to promise you we're going to bring 25, but we can bring a little five.
I'm just messing with you.
Hey, what do they call that? Buying a race. Don't try to buy the race.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I just got a text in. I don't know if Pete or John is on the line, but Mr. Tate said, will you be in the house on the 6th since y'all race is locked in and didn't get off?
But that's the record to small block old John White.
I got somebody's phone call. Michael, appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. And hopefully you'll keep us informed about your other races. And if you can, just hang in there with us. They've been telling me we got some other callers, so I got to get to these other callers.
Sure.
So just hang back and listen, and if you feel like chime in when you get ready.
All right, bud.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, Mick, the next caller.
All right. 540-1234, your mic is open.
Okay.
540-1234.
Ready, set, go.
Look. Yo, they sleep, Trigger Man. Somebody's snoring.
Dang, John. Okay, John, you got 540-7142, Mick?
Yes. 540-7142, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Colin?
What's up, John?
Man, a whole lot. Sitting here watching the game, listening to y'all.
Okay, did you hear what I was saying?
Yes.
Hey, who's that from?
Charles. Dick Motorsports.
Oh, well, I don't know.
He said y'all was locked in, but the race didn't get off?
Yeah, kind of. Well, if I get my mess back from the paint shop, I don't have it back yet.
Okay.
I pray that I have it back before then.
I guess he's asking about for the 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's back we can do.
All right. Well, Charles, I guess you listened to Charles. He said if he got his car back by the 6. Okay, yeah, he said just let him know then.
All right.
What you got going on, John? Nothing?
Not a whole lot. Just been happy talking to the champ all week, you know, about his win the weekend, and I like JC. JC don't let that crap go to his head. So, you know, man went down and did what he had to do, and I don't think he's going to let nobody tell him how to do it. So I got much respect for that, for him and that, and Matt always, you know. And, you know, he's going to race somebody regardless. But other than that, I'm waiting to get my car back going, and because I got something I want to give you.
Me? You talking of?
Huh?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You got a gift for me?
Yeah, I got something I want to give you. I heard you back next week or this week. Next week, yeah. So we might be coming out around the same time. So hopefully maybe you can, I guess you won't have both calls on the 6th.
No, I ain't going to do that.
Fair enough.
But you know, we can always work out something afterwards after they get it back together.
Mm-hmm.
But who went in the game since we watching the game? I don't see.
Miami 15-22. Miami out.
Okay.
Championship tonight.
All right. Well, next caller, we got Mick.
All right. 202-7381, your mic is open.
What's going on, Rick? This is George again.
Okay, you're in a better spot. Kenny was saying that he wanted to know if you want to do something on July 28th, or was
it? Yeah, no, he had a lot.
13th or the 14th.
Right, yeah. We can go ahead and do it. I told him he was going to the ABRL race, so I respected that. He said he wanted to go down there. But he said any week after that he could do it. I mean, I ain't got no problem going down the beach. I mean, the race was up. You know, I'd like to race up here at Capitol where we race at. But,
yeah,
I mean,
George, you know, I told you I'd come up there. If you want me to come up there, we'll come up there. But I was just thinking we got shit locked in every single week, seems like, to the end of July. But that other guy got on there and said that y'all having an all-day grudge fest on the 29th. If you wanted to wait to the 29th, I will come up Capitol, and we can do a little playing around. But it's up to you. I got to run Otis Friday night on the 13th. I already had a car down there. But I was planning on taking a car back home and getting my other car because I got to race on the 14th with the other car. But it's up to you. We can wait till the 29th. I was just that's when the car's going to be down there. And I figured if you're available, we can get it on.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I might have another car, but it's going to be a stock suspended car. But I'm working on it now. It's going to be a stock suspended car. Small block. Hey, Trigger. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Hello? Yeah, so, I mean, I might have another car by that time, but the Camaro ready as we speak right now, so I'll be I'm be turning on her for a couple of weeks and get her in order, but I'll definitely be able to accommodate you the 29th.
Yeah, I got the Chevelle ready. I ain't made no test runs on, but it's ready, and I got to get ready for the 30th with the other car. So I'm like you. I got to make a couple test passes, and I'll be ready. So we can do the 29th if you want to wait till that. That's fine with me.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm ready to try. I like to do it up there at Bill Tulsa's race. I love to have it up there. That's cool.
I told you I'd come up there, so I'm gonna come up there. I just, if you were available on the 13th, I knew we'd already be down there, so I didn't want you to wait too long.
We all gonna be at the 13th.
On your beach.
Oh, that race y'all have. Oh, I might come here. You got Otis that day, don't you? You got
Otis at night. I think I get Otis first, and I'll get you next.
So you get the 2-day race Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah, but I'm running the Camaro on Saturday. But we can do that Saturday. If you want to come to 14th, we're knocking it on 14th. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, we can go on both. It don't make no difference. You might want to try to get back anyway. So, I mean, you know, it's cool.
I'm up for whatever you say, I'm in. If you want to go to 13th or the 14th, I have it there both days for you, George, just because I like you.
Yeah, I like you too, and I know I can beat you. You're real easy. They just don't know how to beat you. I know how to beat you.
Okay, I got you.
I come down that race. I come down to the beach. Bill Sullivan originally did it there anyway, so it's cool.
Well, that's what I like to hear. I know you like to race, and that's what I like to do too.
Yeah, I'll show up
there
at 13.
All right, I'll be down there.
Okay, all right, you got that.
Either one, you want. If you can look, if you can't get by me on the 13th, I'll come back and run you again on the 29th. It don't matter.
That's what I like. I don't like quitting until my nose bleeds. So I mean, I'm gonna try and bust your nose. So it's gonna go like that.
Hey, Big Joe, you might have your nose bleed on that Friday. Be careful.
Hey, they say a good brawl ain't good until one of them busts their nose. So I'm trying to bust y'all nose, man. I'm trying to get him out of the way. He got that old pretty haircut and them pretty glasses, so he got to be dressed the same way.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I just got a very important text from your buddy Wicked Bird. He told me he needed you to call him ASAP. He needs to get on the line and clear the air about some incident he needs to put out there for the racing world. So he just sent me a text and said,
I don't have his number. I don't know why that man keep thinking I got his phone number. Just call. If you can't call him back and give him the number to the show.
Hold on. I got his number. You want his number real quick?
Wait a minute. I ain't got no pen in here.
Let me know. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Hold on.
I don't know why what it is. You got to clear out.
I think I got his number, though. Okay, go ahead.
It's 301
2865. 2865?
2865. Okay. Hey, Mick, can you call that number, Mick? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
2865. I wonder what it is that he wants to clear up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he got some information on Don. I don't know.
I don't know. It's something about a run Friday. I don't know.
Oh, that's what y'all heard when I went to the truck last Wednesday. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
This is Wicked Bird. Wicked Bird.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Tricky Rick. You live on the show.
Oh, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
All right. Roger tell me that you texted him or called and said you had an important message that you wanted to clear up some information.
Yeah. First off, I don't know if you put it out there, but what happened last night? I figured that, I got a call from somebody else. I couldn't call in because the phones was blocked. To let everybody know what went on with the, huh?
Yeah, we did touch on it a little bit, but we didn't get any clear understanding
why should
of
have,
what
okay.
happened.
All right, well, it should have been a lot because, if you represent Maryland, I figured that, that you should have put that out there for us first because that's about our hometown, Maryland, and that so far he seemed to be okay from what I've seen in the ambulance. I think he probably got a compound fracture on his left hand and I don't know what happened in the car, but, he hit both sides of the walls. But I just wanted to put that out there because somebody put on Grudge Racer that my crew was pumping their fists and all that at the track on the win. The only crew I had there last night was me and my 13-year-old son that always with me at the track. I don't have no crew. So to whoever put it out there, that's not how Wicked Bird rolled. And Don, this incident, if everybody don't know, this is the second time this incident happened with me and Don. Up at another track, Don wrecked that car with me racing him. So that's the reason why I chose not to race for a while when you responded to me about on Grudge Racer, but why I won't run you, that I'm scared of you. Man, I'm not scared of you and nobody else that have four wheels that I will engage with. So I appreciate
how you put that on Grudge Racer that I was scared to race you when you just seen the post that I just, the man could have almost hit me and hurt me too as well as himself. So I appreciate that you put that on there. I ain't calling to argue with you, but I just didn't like that in the same breath. You could have called me or seen me at the track or whatever. But after that happened, I'm not racing for a while until I get myself. I had to deal with my 13-year-old son that's real close with Don Brown. He broke down in tears in the trailer, you know. So I can't go through that and go racing and then not have a clear head. So that's all I wanted to put out there. All right, so I ain't gone away from racing. You know, I plan on racing, hopefully, for that Big B race that I have in Richmond. But as of right now, I'm not going to be racing until up until then. Until, you know, I deal with my son, and, you know. And then I haven't heard back from Don yet.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, what I was saying to you were just words. I personally have not experienced a crash myself or seeing anyone that I know crash. So I understand where you're coming from. So just know what I said to you was just words. But on the other hand, as I talked to you last Wednesday at Capitol, and I had you when you were standing in my truck, we were talking. I had GRF on the phone and JC and Pete and John and all them. You know what I mean? We talked. You said you'd get back to me by Wednesday. And as I said in the message, I wasn't expecting you to call me back because I didn't think you was going to respond back, which you did. But you already had something planned for that day. I understand all that. So that's cool, and I can understand your feelings right now, being as though, you know, you were in something with a friend who got hurt or seriously hurt in a crash, and, you know, you got to deal with that. Your emotions, as far as your friends, you got to deal with your emotions of your son. You know, that's all traumatic. I personally haven't had to experience that, but I know it's traumatic. So I understand where you're coming from. So don't take it as a...
I just wanted to clear it up because, you know, I don't like that kind of talk, you know, for us to go back and forth with anybody over the Internet unless they was actually there and witness it. You know what I mean? But that's all I wanted to clear the air. So now that everybody done heard it, you know, from both of us and whoever that chimed in and put that remark on Grudge Racer, that my crew, everybody know I don't got but four people in my crew, my son and my two buddies that tuned my car. That's it. And they wasn't there last night, so it was me and my son. Nobody put me in the ward or nothing, so I ain't had no crew there. That's it. So, all right. So
yeah,
I appreciate it.
I don't know who was there or who said what. I don't know who that was that posted that. But I know you said you're going to take some time off. And I don't know if you heard my show last week, but I made emphasis on, you know, all the negative conversation and all the back and forth. And, you know, people outside the Grudge game don't know what's going on between two individuals. And, you know, stuff can get started from outside parties because they don't know what's going on. So I took it upon myself to say I'd be the bigger man and, you know, I lead the pack of, you know, trying to cut all that out. So I'm not even going to go there with you or anybody else anymore with all that loud, unnecessary conversation and vulgar talk and all that. And as you saw when I saw you, I didn't talk to you like that at all Wednesday. So,
Wait a minute.
You want to take some time off. I respect that. But August the 4th at Bud Creek, because everybody want to see it and it need to happen, we need to lock that or get that race off in front of this home crowd.
Hey, Rick, don't promote that right now, man. Don't even promote that right now. My head ain't clear on that. That's too far off right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just planting the bug in your ear, okay? I know when you said don't start that right now. You said that with a nice ass smile on your face. So it's
I'm smiling because I don't feel like cussing right now. That's why I'm smiling. Y'all understand the magnitude of that accident.
Don't even get to the cursing part. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're
gonna be civilized.
Okay.
We're gonna be civilized men from now on, yeah. And we're gonna
right.
Do that no more. So I just plan
okay.
To meet you here. August 4th. We need to get it on.
All right, well, we'll see when that time comes. That ain't far. You know, it don't take me long to do what I have to do as far as with my car. But, I mean, that's a ways off, so anything can happen from there, you know. So.
Okay.
But the bug is in the head. All right.
Also, do you have any information on Don?
I've called twice, and I haven't gotten anything, and I've been hearing different rumors, but what people were saying didn't make sense because I actually got out my car and because his trailer, my trailer was parked right where his car had to ended up at. So I jumped out the car and went to the ambulance and actually seen his hand being peeled out the glove, you know, where it was broken. So I know that for a fact because me and Chris Butler witnessed that ourselves, and I walked away when I seen what it was because I had a compound fracture in my right arm from getting hit on a bike. I got a metal plate. So I already know what that look and feel like, but to the hand. So a lot of people were putting other stuff out there that didn't even see it because they ain't left for so many people to the ambulance. They didn't even let his own brother come up to the ambulance. I just snuck over there to let Don know and gave him a thumbs up to make sure he was all right. He made contact with me and gave me a nod, and I just left it at that.
Well, if you or Big George happen to talk to him, let him know everybody's pulling for him and praying for him and wish he have a speedy recovery. Since we don't have
all right, I'll do that.
That's with him directly.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. And everybody take care, man. Thanks, man.
All right,
Larry.
Oh, right.
Hey, Rick.
Yep, yes.
Rick.
Yes, go ahead.
That is Big George, man. I tilt my hat to you, Big Brother. Y'all did that in a good, respectful manner. That was growth. I mean, I tilt my hat to both of y'all because y'all do have a race that y'all do have to actually race. And, I mean, I understand people saying, but I believe y'all did that in a manner that can show everybody. And, I mean, I'm just going to put a point on this, man. Don't race somebody if you have attitude with it because you can never – say after the race, if somebody get hurt, you still love that guy. You know what I'm saying? But you show real good growth, man, Big Bro. I tip my hat to you. And you keep on doing what you're doing, man. I'm through with it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. I said, I got to lead by example. So, there it is.
Yeah, I just give you that props. That's all. I just want to say that, you know. A lot of girls races take bitter grudge. It's nothing but an actual race. I've always been a racist and knew I was the underdog. It never bothered me. I'm the lowest dog on a totem pole, but it don't bother me. I love the sport. But, I mean, actually us as racers, as one, as whole, we should never let our feelings let a race take it another step. I talk a whole lot of smack of people I don't know, you know, but when I see they can't take, I back up. But most people know what I stand for and how I race. I mean, that's just the hype. But it's still as one whole, and that's every race that's listening right now. I mean, we should always be able to, after we race, still be that one whole surrounding. You know what I'm saying?
I fully understand.
Yeah.
And as all right,
Joe.
All right, George.
I'm going to put it on
big, man. Okay. Yeah, you said you was going on mute.
Yeah, I've been on mute, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Big George, I'm going to see if you get Kenny a big hug after y'all get finished drinking.
Nah, me and Kenny ain't going to hug. I'm going to try to cut his hair off and pull on my head.
Oh,
hey, get them glasses from him.
Just like it. Oh, hey, let me make
look
this announcement.
Just like it, man.
What? I've been kind of failing to do this. I got, listen, everybody, listen. I have the new car. What's
that?
Hello, put your phone on mute.
Well, you look just like your daddy.
Hey, put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute.
Okay, no problem. I sure will.
Hey, whoever you are talking in the background, put your phone on mute.
Of course, cool. Oh, okay. How's mom doing? She doing all right.
Hey, MD, put your phone on mute.
Okay.
For everybody interested,
I got the new issue of the Grudge Inc. magazine. If you like a copy and you close by, you can come get them from me at the barbershop. The barbershop is located at 12128 Central Avenue, Mitchellville, Maryland, right before Six Flags on Central Avenue. If you don't catch me at work, I have them in my truck or in my trailer, and you can get them from me at the racetrack. Subscription to the magazine is $25 for 12 copies. And every month the magazine is getting thicker and thicker with information and new articles, advertising. So get your copy while they last. Nick, do we have any more callers?
Yes, sir. All right.
Hey, I want to make this announcement. I reached out to some southern dudes, and they near one of them called the show today. Ain't that something?
Okay. 210-8003. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick? It's Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
Ain't too much. A little information on Don. You know, he is in the hospital. Right now he's in surgery. He had three broken fingers. I guess they're doing reconstructive surgery on that, trying to get that straight. But the rest of his body is fine. He's fine, you know.
Okay, so it's just his hand.
Yeah, he's going to be okay. Just his hand, just the problem with his hand.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know. Nothing. I mean,
yeah. He was pretty good. I was with him in the ambulance, and, you know, he was pretty coherent and everything. Responsive, asking all the questions that the people, the EMTs was asking them. So, you know, he was in pretty good health other than his hand.
Okay, so, yeah, because it was put out there that he got out and walked away on his own, but he had to go to the hospital later on, or was taken to the hospital later on.
When the ambulance left the center of the track, he went down to the end of the track waiting for another ambulance because that ambulance couldn't leave the track. And then they took him to Baltimore.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Right, surgery, and just waiting to hear something, you know, other than that.
Well, if you happen to talk to him, I just told Styles, but if you happen to talk to him, let him know the all of his friends in the race world is wishing him a speedy recovery, and he has been talked about today in good regards. And we look forward to seeing him back real soon.
All right.
Now, did you make it out yourself last night?
Yeah, I went out. Hot as hell. Made one shakedown pass. That was it. Didn't get to run nobody.
So you ready to go down? Ready to go down Virginia on the six and cut small block old head off?
I'm gonna answer that question. No.
Sure.
No.
Sure. Anytime.
Hell no.
I told you before, small block O's, you can get it any day, all day, and twice on Sunday.
Eighth mile.
Eighth mile, quarter mile, it don't matter to me. Small block O's is nothing.
Okay.
No.
So what is it going to be, 8 miles or quarter mile? What's the
Eighth mile. He said 8 mile, right?
I say either or. I prefer a quarter, but if we got to do it in eighth, I'll do it in eighth.
So 8 mile head up, oh. Pro tree?
Yeah.
Sure.
All I can do is get it back. I ain't saying nothing until I get it back.
I'm gonna follow Rick's lead. Ain't gonna get upset, and ain't gonna keep going back and forward. You know, we all gentlemen, and it's just unnecessary for all the other crap.
All right, Don. Well, you got some work to do, man. Hurry up and get that new paint job done on that Oldsmobile so we can come down there and paint it some colors.
Mm-hmm.
Green,
black,
gray, yellow.
Okay.
Like the car gonna look like finger paint when we finish with it.
Okay.
So tell your body, man, he gonna have to get you right.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you're trying to put another motor down in your car or something. All right, Chris. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and just hold the phone. Maybe you can find you somebody else in the meantime. Next call to Mick.
All right. 404-6381. Your mic is open.
I ain't never heard that. Who's that? 404 what?
404-6381. Your mic is open.
So don't y'all think yourself ain't on the phone though. We be listening now.
Oh, there it is. What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Well, you're not one of the phone calls that I made, but none of them got on. But it's good to have you anyway. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I've been listening for a while.
That's what's up. You wouldn't happen to be attending the ADRL race this weekend, would you?
No, man. I'm gonna go down, you know, to the Tony Brown race this weekend, check him out this week.
Okay, yeah, that's, I was trying to get him on to talk about his race, but I didn't get any headway with that.
Y'all get through on the 6 over there in Virginia. Y'all, you know, you're still good. Come on down about 2 more hours. Piedmont, get some real action, get some more action going on.
Yeah, I might have to. If I'm feeling good that night, I might have to call Tony White out by then with that note.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, we just listening in, picking y'all out, man. Just reminding y'all about July 7th at Piedmont. You know, hope see some of y'all North guys out there. You know, we're gonna try to support some of y'all stuff that way more. I know me and Mario is anyway.
All right, well, we appreciate it. That's New World Order at Piedmont, right?
Yep, New World Order at Piedmont, July
7th. Go ahead.
I said I'm waiting on Michael to get back with me. I know it. Lil Mo kind of like, he said something he wanted real bad, went back up north, and he didn't like it, but. You know, it's kind of. I'm working on that him and Michael Martin thing. You know, Michael said he's gonna let me know something this week, so I think that'll be a good race if we can make it happen between them two. I think that's something everybody want to see. You know, and you know, we're trying to get some pro mod action. Locked in. If we don't get no last man standing, I think me and Marty Joe Young might go ahead and tie knots. You know, ourselves up there. But you know, we like to get four cars in there. But if we don't, we're gonna just go ahead and bump heads. You know, and for a little something, get it over with. You know.
Right. Are you having any specific class there at Piedmont, or just gonna be a day full of grudge racing?
Yeah, day full of grudge racing, man. I'm gonna try to have us a lot of lined up grudge racing action going on, man, and just, you know, side by side, not all that single car going down the racetrack, you know. Try to have a lot of side by side. I kinda didn't push it hard till a lot of these other events got out of the way down this way, man. So gonna get working hard on it right now, so.
What time will the action be starting that day?
Oh, we open the gates about 12, so, it can start at 2, 3, around 2 or 3, but, you know, I know it's going to be hot. A lot of people probably ain't going to want to get moving to about 6, you know, it just because so hot. But, you know, whenever they got some lit lock, the track will be ready to go about 2 o'clock.
Okay. What's the entry fee?
$20 a hit for spectators, and I think – they don't charge but another $5-$10. I think it's $10 for a car, you know, the actual race car and the racetrack.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this also. You was at the race this weekend or the past weekend at Darlington, right? With Karma?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was going on with you and your car?
Man, I wish I knew, you know. I wish I knew, man. It's just something we've been battling, man, you know, we try a lot of stuff, man. We trying to
I mean, we can go out there and run a decent number, but that ain't what we want. You know, we're searching for something. We got our eyes on something, a mission. You know, we're trying to accomplish it. To get there, we know we can't go out there tiptoeing it. You know, I mean, we had problems this weekend with slinging the oil pump belt off, and I think we got a broke. The bracket on the oil pump belt's cracked, and we just didn't see it. You know, I mean, it was just one of them things, man. We just had a bad weekend. You know, just one of them things that happened.
I read somewhere where it said you were switching lanes again.
No, I ain't making. I didn't get that far. Man, actually, when I did the burn, I threw the belt off twice. You know, so it didn't. And we just kind of shut it down because it burned the push rod up in it. So we fixed it one time and had to go back out there and it started again. So I knew it was time to just leave it alone then. All
right. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
All right, boss. I'll be sitting there listening, man. But we always listen, man. You know, a lot of, they're probably more than me from the South on here. You know, they probably just sit back, relax.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. I know it's okay. I appreciate you calling in, Mike.
Okay, boss. All right.
And Nick, I know you said it's 10, but can we get the rest of the callers that's on the line and then set it down?
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it.
202-3288. Your mic is open. Your mic is open. All right, next call. 443-6-6-6. Your mic is open.
Hello, caller.
443.
Hello, anybody there?
410-1230. Your mic is open.
Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm trying to do a call out. It's Hollywood.
Hollywood.
I ain't hot nowhere. I was down the track Friday night. I see a couple good races. I'm trying to do a call out to that juicy, that little Kevin. Hey, they're talking to they're the fastest small time cars. I'm trying to do a little pull out on them. You know what I mean? Like squeeze a little orange juice tonight or Friday night.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Hollywood. Do you mind giving out your number over the air,
Who?
Or can you? Would you prefer to call me after you hang up?
I don't need to call me up all the time. I give no number out. I mean, they know me. I'll be down there Friday night again.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know who you is. So I'm trying to help you get these races off, but don't nobody know who Hollywood is.
Hollywood down there. Hollywood, see, he's going to walk up to you. I told you, see, he's down there at the floor cabin. I'll be there to walk up on him. Put it that way. I want to see how fast that my caller really is.
Okay, so what about Welfare Willie?
Welfare Willie? He's on welfare right now.
He on what?
He's on welfare right now. He ain't going nothing. He never hit the phone run out.
Welfare Willie had two races Friday night, if you ain't see it.
Nah, he didn't have me. He had everybody else. I'm sure he won. So we can throw that his money on.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you need to give me your number so I can hook y'all up. So you're looking for little Kevin and Juicy. But if I remember, I think he wanted to get that Welfare Willie last time he was on.
He wanted Welfare Willie.
Huh?
I was going to put him back on Welfare. He didn't want to run. He said he had two runs already. He didn't want to run a third time.
I don't think time wouldn't have permitted because he was talking about running one of them over again, but it wasn't enough time anyway.
Yeah. Me and him already got a date. We're gonna set it up. He just wants to get the car tuned in.
Okay, so you on Welfare Willie already got a date, you said?
Yeah, we already been talking shape.
Okay. So that's what's up.
Yeah. We see them, but you know what I mean? There's a couple of them. You know what I mean? They don't want to run them, but you know, it's a good little run. They don't know me.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you might know Friday. You might tell him I'll be looking for
him. Please, Oklahoma, come back in the fourth quarter.
All right, well, look, Friday, make sure you find me.
I'm up in here and y'all talking back and forth. we're looking for a stock suspension race, and we got a couple of them being welfare already talked. I'm trying to get a little bit with Juicy and a little bit of Kevin.
All right, well, look, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Friday, I had my shirt on with my initials on it. Make sure you come see me so
I
know who you are.
I'll come see you.
All right, thank you, sir. That's all I'm asking.
See you. All right, y'all take care.
All right, just, I mean, Hollywood.
I'm counting my coins now so I can have some money, you know what I mean?
You counting your coins?
I'm counting my coins. He might put me on welfare again.
Just make sure you got a big enough jug when you go to the Giants to put your coins in the coin
count. I do got a big enough jug. I got one of them red jugs. I hope I'm kidding.
There you go. Filled up with quarters, all quarters.
Nah, we got all silver. That's good, ain't it?
All right.
Whoa. Nah, we just throwing a shout out. That's all. They know who we are. We will hope to see him on that Friday night.
All right, well, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow then.
All right, Rick, I'll see you. Peace.
All right.
We're just trying to shake it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Sound like everybody falling asleep for a minute.
Yeah, that's all we're doing. We're trying to keep it happy.
We don't have no call out, you know what I mean? We just talking about people break down, they ain't ready or nothing. We're doing a call out, that's what we're doing. We're calling out. That's what makes the show good. We're calling you out.
Yeah, well, that was the topic last week, who racing and who faking.
Right, exactly. And St. George, Pete, brother, you're the man. I tell you what, my man, everybody, I got a lot of love for him.
Big George, okay.
Big George doing his thing. You need more people like Big George.
Yeah, we do. I think we got some around here. They just need to go see the king, get the Wizard of Oz, and get some votes. That's all.
All right, hey. All right. Well, peace out. You guys take care.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Any more callers? Music?
Huh? Yeah, one more. 2-0.
Something or something.
960. Your mic is open.
Hello, everybody.
Sunday with nuts.
Okay. Hey, mute the mic, whoever that is talking about Sundays with nuts. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, everybody. I just got one thing to say. My phrase of the week is cut your hair.
We'd have been down that road, are you? I told everybody in the beginning of the show that I lost the bet and I got to cut my hair.
And I missed the beginning of the show because it was blocked. I couldn't get in. Everybody was on there. But, yeah, cut your hair. Take them braids out and near them and off.
Y'all hear that? It's coming down from the boss. The boss said I got to cut the hair. I'm trying to hold on to it as long as I can, but the boss said it got to go.
It has to go.
So I appreciate you coming on here and putting me on the spot. In front of all my friends, but it's all right.
they don't have to live with you. I do. But thank you. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Is that it, Mick?
Yes, sir. That's all the callers.
All right. Well, again, people, come see me at the barbershop, 12128 Central Avenue, Mitchellville, Maryland, right before you get the Six Flags, to get your copy of the latest issue of Grudge Inc. magazine, or catch me at the track. I have them in my truck if I'm just there tomorrow night, for example. I'll just be there in my truck, so I have them in my truck. If I'm there racing, I'm in my trailer. Well, y'all can see me to get the copy. Issues are $25 for 12 issues. I'd like to thank Mick, Jay Barnes, and Grudge Inc. For the show and the support. I'd like to thank my sponsors, Curry Sandler Cal Racing Engines, Wayne Lawson Transmissions, Ram Motorsports, and my business, Mitchellville Family Barbershop, and my other half of my sponsor team sitting on the back of my truck right now, Mr. Dougie Fresh, my dad, and Malibu will be out real soon. And coming to a track near you. So lead by example, and all of us stay on the positive note. cut out all the unnecessary bickering, name calling, arguing, and that sort of thing. It keep the racing positive. Don't want to create any more bad influences or bad images on ourselves as racists, and especially on ourselves as black people. So, with that being said, good night. I appreciate everybody calling. And until next week, and until I see y'all at the race, next race, good night. God bless. Look forward to seeing Don Brown have a speedy recovery. Good night.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.